Kia ora, good afternoon, and welcome to the Rural News. I'm Maya Burry in Christchurch.
And I'm Eric Frickberg in Wellington. An Auckland academic says water reforms proposed in September will not harm the economy the way its opponents say it will. The action plan for healthy waterways would block farm intensification immediately, put new standards on nitrate and phosphate content in rivers, and take other measures. Meat and dairy producers say these changes would have a seriously negative impact on the economy. But Tim Hazeldine says that's not the case. He's Professor of Economics at Auckland University's Business School and says dairy production could actually benefit if fewer cows produce more valuable milk.
Because of the unusual structure of our dairy industry, we're producing too much milk. So a cutback in milk production enforced by meeting these water quality standards actually could end up being a good thing, not just environmentally, but also economically.
So we'd produce less but get more for what we do produce?
Yeah, the modelling and my own research into this area suggests that because Fonterra, which handles more than 80% of the milk, has to take all the milk that its farmers give it, it really has to take more milk than it would like to take and has to unload it on the world market at suboptimal price. And if they pulled back a bit, they could, as we say in economics, move up the demand curve and get more money for less stuff.
That's economics professor Tim Hazeldine. The water proposals and counter-proposals are being analysed by a committee of experts at present with a view to taking action midway through next year.
A new multi-million dollar accommodation facility for seasonal workers near Hastings is expected to open in time for the apple harvest. The organic grower Bostock New Zealand is building the facility at Iron Gate, which will house up to 160 of its seasonal workers. The company's owner, John Bostock, says it'll mean workers can be moved out of older orchard houses and urban properties. He says the project is on track to be completed in February.
Oh, it's absolutely essential we have it completed in time because the workers are coming. But overall, this is a really good thing because it releases social housing for the people of Hawke's Bay, for the local residents, because in Hawke's Bay, social housing is at a real premium and a real shortage currently.
John Bostock says he'll have over 400 RSE workers helping with the apple harvest this year.
The Ministry for Primary Industries says its investigation into the death of nearly 190,000 chickens at a farm in Helensville is continuing. The deaths happened in late November at a farm which supplies the poultry company Teagle Foods. MPI said at the time it appeared the ventilation to the animals, which are farmed in sheds, was cut off after a backup generator failed to kick in when the power went out. In a statement, MPI says it has six people working on the investigation. It says the farm was able to restock its chicken numbers while this investigation is continuing.
MPI, it says new rules around surgical procedures on animals are expected to be in place from May next year. The ministry says the new regulations under the Animal Welfare Act will make it clear who can do what surgical procedure and how it must be done. It says these changes will cover a wide variety of procedures carried out on a wide range of animals. It includes routine ones such as disbudding, dehorning and lamb tail docking.
Fonterra has appointed Tay Han Chow as its interim chief executive for Greater China. The company says this is a new role and reflects the importance of the China market to the co-op. He'll sit alongside other regional chief executives. Tay Han currently manages Chinese sales for the ingredients branch of Fonterra NZMP. He'll be interim chief executive while a permanent replacement is sought. Before joining Fonterra in 2015, he was at the helm of Louis Dreyfus in China, a leading merchant and processor of agricultural goods. He's also managed Chinese operations for the American food company Simplot.
Well, it's time now for our final update from the sale yards for the year. And to tell us more, we're joined by Suze Bremner, who's a senior analyst at AgriHQ. Hi, Suze. So, another year at the sale yards, done and dusted.
Hi, Maya. Yeah, so just like that, we find ourselves at the end of another year. In this industry, 2019 will be one that will be remembered and talked about for years to come for a lot of good reasons, but unfortunately it has not been an easy year for farmers who have faced a government that doesn't seem to understand the value in our industry. But I'm not going to dwell on that, as over the past year we've talked about some pretty phenomenal pricing for our livestock, and I have had the relatively easy task of reporting on that.
You've done a great job keeping us updated, Suze, but any highlights this year for you?
Well, most classes of stock have sold at higher levels than we've ever seen, but there were a couple of standouts for me. Cull ewe prices have been nothing short of jaw-dropping, and not too far back, very heavy types were able to push past $300. Also a highlight for me was the yearling traditional steers that were making up to $1,500 at peak. I still remember a time when we couldn't even get close to that for two-year steers, so times have really changed.
And what do you think lies ahead for 2020?
Well, heading into 2020, I am optimistic that we'll see a positive start to the year at the yards, even though those schedules are coming back. Good rain in many regions came a little too late for sales health this week, but in the two-week break ahead, crops and pasture will have responded to that rain, and there will no doubt be more buyers hitting the market. January will also see plenty of ewe fair action, so that'll be worth watching. So that's it from the AgriHQ desk for 2019. I'd just like to say to wish everyone at Radio NZ and the listeners a very Merry Christmas and a safe and happy new year. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Suze. Right back at you. Have a great Christmas and we'll talk to you next year. That was Suze Bremner giving us the latest from the sale yards, ending that for this week.
And now Beef and Lamb is reminding farmers to stay safe this summer. It says during the warmer months there are heavy workloads on farms, from weaning lambs and calves to hay and silage making. The industry group's extension manager Mark Harris says at the same time farmers may also have summer visitors and children wanting to be out playing or helping out. Mr. Harris says all these factors carry health and safety risks that people must be aware of.
It just comes down to the pressure that's on, where people have got a lot of jobs on and a limited time of the day. We're getting a bit tired near the end of the day, and sometimes that judgment's not quite there. So again, it's that stop, look, assess, and manage. Just take a moment, taking a little bit of time to look at what you're doing before you rush into it.
That's Mark Harris from Beef and Lamb New Zealand. And finally, the meat company Alliance Group has just announced the results of its elections to the board. The successful candidates to fill the two vacancies for the board of the co-op were Murray Taggart and Don Morrison. A third candidate, Pat McEverty, was unsuccessful. The company earlier reported its best trading results since 2010, with high prices cushioning the effects of bad weather in places. And it warns of a huge amount of uncertainty around Brexit. The Alliance Group has approximately 4,000 farmer shareholders. And that's rural news for today. Ka kite anō.